Luke's Gospel, chapter 24, is a wonderful portion of God's precious word. It records at large the account of the two discouraged disciples who were traveling on the road to a little place called Emmaus. Now, we don't know much about these two disciples. We know that they loved the Lord. We know that they had great hopes. We know that they had great faith in the Savior. But now they've reached a place where they're discouraged, they're disappointed, they're downcast, or maybe even depressed and confused. And yet there's a lovely verse, and it says in Luke 24:15, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. Jesus himself drew near and went with them. They were not immediately conscious of who he was. They knew that this stranger had drawn alongside, but they didn't know exactly who he was. It says that their eyes were whole and that they should not know him. And sometimes whenever circumstances get in on us, we don't see the hand of God the way we should. We don't know the face of Christ the way we should. We don't know the voice of the Lord the way we should. We don't experience his presence the way we should. But all the while he is there. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. He knows all about our struggles. He knows all about our burdens. He wants us to unburden ourselves before him. The Bible says, casting all your care upon him, he careth for you. Cast thy burden upon the Lord. Verse 17, he said unto them, what manner of communications are these that ye have one to another as ye walk and are sad? He knew that they were sad. The old hymn says, Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. Is there another sweeter than the Savior? No, not one, no, not one. And then we read, one of them began to speak and poured out his heart and told him just how it all was. Absolute honesty. Maybe he wouldn't have been just as honest if he knew that this was the Savior, but he was. Ignorance caused him to be honest. He poured out his woes and opened his lips and poured out his heart. And the Lord knew it all before. But now the Lord hears that confession. You know, we might as well get honest with God and tell him how we're feeling. Are you discouraged today? Have your hopes been shattered? Do you maybe even feel that God has let you down? He's forsaken you. And yet he's there all the while. Tell him all about it. Tell him exactly how you feel. Then we have one of the most wonderful things that Jesus Christ, that says, open the scriptures, verse 27, and beginning at Moses and the prophets and all the scriptures, he expounded unto them the things concerning himself. He opened the word of God, and they received a word from the Savior himself, and that caused their hearts to burn within them. This glow and this warmth rose up within their hearts, because the Lord's speaking to them. Get a word from the Lord. Get into the book. Ask the Savior himself to speak to you. And as he does, you will find yourselves praying, as these two prayed, abide with us. Abide with us. And he went in and tarried with them. Abide with me. Fast falls the evening tide. The darkness deepens. But Lord, with me abide. Change and decay and all around I see. Help with the helpless. Oh, abide with me. Are you discouraged, downcast, confused, disappointed today? Is your countenance sad? The Lord's near. Speak to him. Pour out your heart. Open the book. Get a word from the Lord. And then ask him, abide with me, Lord, and enter into that renewed fellowship with him. See you next time. God bless you.